Philadelphia continues to have the disturbing distinction of being the most impoverished of the nation's 10 largest cities. A newly released analysis by the Pew Charitable Trusts points to possibilities for why the problem persists. Joining me with a closer look is study author Octavia Howell. Octavia, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you.
The study is entitled Philadelphia's Poor: Who Are They, Where They Live, and How That Has Changed. So to the extent that it hasn't changed, what are some of the factors that account for this stasis?
The poverty rate in Philadelphia increased significantly since 1970. And more recently, it's only increased about 0.6 percentage points since 2006. And so we don't have an answer to why it's been stable, but we can understand that it hasn't changed much recently.
Though interestingly, Philadelphia region falls out of that ranking as the most impoverished area.
So we hear a lot about Philadelphia being a high poverty city, but we don't hear that often that poverty in the Philadelphia region is relatively low. For the cities that we studied, only one had a much lower poverty rate than Philadelphia. That was the region surrounding San Jose.
Let's take a closer look at what this study reveals about demographics and the geographic distribution through the city.
Okay, so what we learned that was really interesting demographically is that for Hispanics, the poverty rate is really high in Philadelphia. And not only is it higher than the rate for blacks in the city and whites in the city, but it's higher than the rate for Hispanics in all of the other cities that we studied.
Any notions for what might account for that?
We think some of the answer is based in history. So in the 1970s, we had a large influx of Hispanics coming to the city for industrial jobs. And a lot of those jobs went away around the time that Hispanics were arriving in the city. And we think that that timing has had a lasting impact.
Though, isn't that true to a relative extent with many major metropolitan Rust Belt cities where the number of service sector jobs has replaced what was previously a primarily manufacturing base?
It is the case. And for some reason in Philadelphia, the impact was just longer lasting or more impactful.
Where is poverty inordinately focused geographically in the city?
So a lot of the poverty in the city is in northwest, southwest Philadelphia, and South Philadelphia as well. And we've seen a big change in that over time. So in 1970, we had 99 census tracts where the poverty rate was 20% or higher. And today we have 225 tracts where the poverty rate is above 20%. That's 60% of the city, and 60% of the city's population live in those poverty areas.
Young children are inordinately victims of poverty. Do you have breakout numbers on children and poverty?
We know that the child poverty rate in Philadelphia is 37%, and that's increased about 2 percentage points in the past decade, but it's doubled since 1970.
You cited the surge in Latino impoverishment. Are there fewer blacks in that category now than in previous studies?
Yes, blacks have decreased as a share of the poor, and also the number of blacks experiencing poverty has decreased slightly in the past decade.
Another particular problem for Philadelphia that comes out in the study is the extent to which citizens are in a state of what's called deep poverty. How is that defined?
So in order to be considered below the poverty rate in Philadelphia, a family with one adult and two children would be earning $19,337. And if they were considered in deep poverty, they'd be earning $9,669 or less.
And how many Philadelphians are in that category?
In Philadelphia, there are approximately 187,409 people living in deep poverty, according to the most recent census estimates.
We're talking about poverty in isolation, but what are some of the other socioeconomic variables that are impacted by having a large impoverished populace in a city?
Having nearly 400,000 poor residents limits tax revenues, increases the demand for government services, and reduces the amount of money that's available to provide those services.
To what extent is there a concentration of impoverished residents in the city because in previous decades so many fled the city?
So that's actually something that we found that was very interesting. In the Philadelphia region, 26% of the population live inside of the city of Philadelphia. But 51% of the poor live in the city. The difference between those two numbers, 25 percentage points, is higher than most of the other regions we studied. And so we really stand out in that regard.
Octavia, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you.
Philadelphia's poor. Who are they, where they live, and how that has changed? A new Pew Charitable Trust analysis I've been speaking with study author Octavia Howell.